Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I'm here with you again today, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus, that he might be glorified and the enemy defeated. What I want you to do today is I'm going to do a teaching, amen, praise God. And it's going to be in reference to running the race, amen, running the race that's set before you. So get your Bibles out and your pen and paper out and praise God, and we'll begin to start, amen, this segment. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I just love the Lord today, and I just want to lift him up, amen, and give him all the honor and all the glory. Father, we thank you right now, and we give you all the honor and glory and praise for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I ask that you would move by your Spirit, God. You be magnified, amen, in everything that I do today and speak out of my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We give you praise, God. We give you praise for your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you praise, amen, for his will being done down here on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Praise your name, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. I lift you up, hallelujah, knowing that God, you the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord God, for the word, and thank you for the will, amen, today. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name. Give you praise. Amen. I want you to just look up in any direction. Amen. And just tell that devil, this is your Bible. Amen. And whatever the Bible say about you, you are able to receive God's word. Amen, and you are able to retain it in Jesus' name, and you are going to do exactly what God tell you to do, amen, because, amen, God is the author and finisher of your faith. So we give God praise and all honor and glory, amen, today, knowing that he's worthy to be praised and knowing that he's worthy, amen, to be lifted up, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have a Sunday morning church. And it's Bible study on a Friday afternoon. I want you to listen to this song first. Protecting me. praise the Lord, saints. Amen. He deserves our praise. Amen. Amen. We just give him glory. Amen. I told you earlier, my thought is on running the race that is set before you. And it's coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 11. It states, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, amen, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God has called us, amen, saints, into a race. Amen. And we have to understand that the race is not given to the swift, amen, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor the riches to those of understanding, but favor, amen, amen. And all that's needed, amen, in this race, amen, God's, he's the one that provided. One of the things that he does when he calls saints into the race, amen, he fully train you and equip you before he send you out, amen, to start the race, amen. All run, amen, but only one is able to receive the prize. And in the book of 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, it states, know ye that they which run in with the race, they all run, amen, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Amen. Everybody that's called by God, amen, is going to run in this race of life. But only one, amen, is going to receive the prize. Amen. The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. And those that are chosen have completed and will complete the race to the fullness. Amen. And those that are in this race, they are temperate. Amen. They have learned how to restrain from different things that will come their way. They have learned how in this to have good behavior and attitudes. A lot of us, when we start off with God, we tend to get upset when things don't go our way and he don't do like we want to do. But God see the obstacle and the course that's set before us, and he know that if we don't adhere to what he's saying, we are subject to be knocked off course, caused to fall and not be able to finish the race. And when God had chosen me, he had showed me, amen, in Psalms 23, excuse me, where I was in this race, and I was just like David, amen, I was in a dark place. Amen. And in this dark place, on the left-hand side of me and on the right-hand side of me was nothing but demons. Demons fighting to keep me from keeping my focus on the straight and narrow pathway. And as I began to walk, demons would try to distract me to take my focus off of what God was saying. As I began to run, the demons would try to throw other things at me to keep me from keeping my focus on what God was telling me. But the Bible say, all run, but only one receives the prize. Amen. They obtain the prize. Amen. And I thank God, because while I was running in this race, amen, and while I'm still running in it, I have to literally keep my focus on God and what he said. I have to be determined. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Being determined is basically with a fixed purpose, amen, a fixed heart, amen, so that whenever the enemy come in trying to do anything, my heart is fixed and my mind is made up that I will not, amen, leave God, amen, for anything that the enemy will try to put in my pathway. He's going to try to throw everything at you, but I say that what you say, the kitchen sink, amen, and if you're not fixed on God, you will get off the course, amen, and God don't want you to do that, so he fully trains you, amen, hallelujah, that you know not to lust, amen, when the enemy come in to try to cause you to lust, you know not to want to go in and commit adultery and be a homosexual or to be a lesbian, you know not to go in and commit all kind of lies and try to steal and try to kill and try to do all of those things, because in this race you have to run it legally. God said we are his agents, we are his people. We are his disciples. We are his ministers, whatever terminology you want to use. But you got to go in this race right. You cannot go in a race with envy and jealousy. You cannot go in a race where you are wanting to compete with your partners that are racing on side of you. But you got to go into it not illegal, but legally, so that you can obtain the prize. A lot of us want to go in illegal. We think that we can go in and set up, amen, and run this race and do our ministry as soon as God calls us, and then we begin to get off into all kinds of demonic schemes and traps, because Satan has them out there for you. We want to go in and try to compete with somebody, amen, and end up shipwrecking, amen. Or we want to go in not recognizing who's running on side of us and begin to do all kind of unrighteous things toward that person. But God said you must do it the right way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Race mean a fixed course, amen. The way is straight and narrow, and I told you about how God has trained me in this race. In Psalms 23, it spoke about how David, amen, said that the Lord was always with him, even though he was going through his darkness, amen. Thank you, Jesus. God won't allow you to run in a race until you have been completely trained. Remember, I said that. Your goal is to achieve, amen, mastery. In order to obtain mastery, you must first receive character development. If your character is shaky, if your character is off course, if you always worried about what the enemy is trying to do or what the enemy is trying to present before you, you will not complete your race. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. The Bible said, let patience have its perfect works, because in doing so, that's how you possess your soul. Satan is after your soul. He wants your stuff, but he wants your soul. He wants your spirit and your soul to die, literally go to hell and be a part of his partaking and his evilness. But when God calls you, he calls you into holiness and righteousness and truth. Amen. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with character development, amen, what it means is Christians have a distinct quality that no other person have. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have a distinct quality. Thank you, Jesus. And we don't have to worry about, amen, what somebody else is doing in the race, but we have to keep our focus. Amen. We have to have discipline, self-control, amen, while we are in this race. We must keep our attitudes and discipline, amen, as Christ-like at all times. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we must endure. Amen. You have to have the ability to endure rigorous obstacles in the race, amen, that will come before you, because the enemy will throw everything at you, but you must be able to stand. Amen. With this race, amen, that is set before you, one of the things that Paul had said in 2 Corinthians, thank you, Jesus, the 12th chapter, he was talking about, amen, how he knew a man, amen, that was caught up, amen, in heaven, into the third heaven, and he heard things that was spoken about, amen, that was not, amen, supposed to be revealed down here on earth, amen. It would have been unlawful for him, and he had cried out to God, amen, that he would remove the thorn that was on that was in his side, amen. And I give God the glory, because all of us gonna go through thorns, amen. We're going to go through various attacks of the enemy. But God told him, amen, as Satan would buffet him every time Paul would get up and stand to run this race or to do the things that God had told him to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God ended up telling Satan, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. A lot of us going to get weak along the way, but we're going to understand, amen, today, amen, amen, in clarity that this race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. Amen. And as that thorn, amen, was in Paul's side, a lot of people have interpreted it, the various different denominations and their interpretation that it was this and that it was that. But God told me the thorn was Satan's enemy. Amen. Satan himself, the enemy, amen, coming to buffet, amen, Paul, amen. That mean that he would take and hit him hard blows in his side. Every time Paul would do something, the enemy would literally physically fight him to try to overthrow the will of God. But as you go forth in your race, amen, the enemy is going to literally try to throw, amen, hard blows at you and try to overthrow God's will. But God say, if you endure during this time of your race, you will overcome, amen, what the enemy is doing. Amen. Paul had to stand up, amen, and believe God, that God's grace was sufficient. God's grace is sufficient in this race. Amen. We don't have to worry about the enemy. Don't focus on what Satan is doing, because Satan is already defeated. Keep your focus on God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. God will supply every need while you're on this race. Amen. While you encounter the enemy, God will totally defeat the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then in this race, God will not choose those that are well off, those that are educated and high-minded. Amen. But he'll take and choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So don't worry about what you don't have and what you think you're not equipped with. Jeremiah had that problem, but God reassured him that he would be the one to tap, to build, amen, to restore, and then to go on and do great works. Amen. While in this race, if you go on with God, you'll begin to see, amen, the manifestation and the glory of God. You will not fear and you will not focus on anything, but you'll keep your focus on God and finish your course doing great works. Amen. God has given you favor in this race. And this race, amen, you don't have to worry about anything. God has a table already laid out. 23rd chapter, amen, of Psalms, amen, has told you that, how God had laid a table out for David. David did not have to worry about anything, amen, during the course of his race, because God had it already laid out. Keep your focus on your race. Run your race, amen, that's set before you, and don't allow the enemy to distract you. You will win. God bless. Have a great day. Amen.